So now we go to gold, and we try to do the same thing. But now we
have more axes because it's a problem in 237 dimensions. So along the first axes, we cut it into 100 steps, and on the second, we cut it into 100 steps. And eventually, the space that we need to consider is 100 to the 237, which turns out to be 10 to the 474, which we will immediately recognize as a big number. And we compare it to the number of atoms in the Milky Way, which is 10 to the 68, or to the number of atoms in the observable universe. And the observable universe is the time since the Big Bang times the speed of light. That gives you some sphere. Yeah. So you calculate the volume of a sphere with a radius that's the time since the Big Bang times the speed of light. And there are only 10 to the 80 atoms in the observable universe. And we have something like 10 to the 400 times more than the atoms in the observable universe if we want to solve the problem this way. Okay, so it's clear. This approach is not going to work because we just don't have the computer resources to integrate this with a very simple method. And